The Bible says this is the day that the Lord has made. We celebrate and rejoice in it.
I bought it on another in the Supreme Mongolicos to convert to Sangalama.
Which means every gift comes from God. And every gift, everything that comes from God is good. That's why when it comes, it brings joy to the heart of the elected sinner. Even in temptations, in tests, in whatever critical situation that we meet with, we need to celebrate. I see how foolish the religious groups of people does on this world. When the rain delays, they campaign the people to meet together so that they should pray for the rain to come. Now, when the land comes, I have never seen one religious person campaigning the people, the same people again, to rejoice because of the rain comes. Everybody goes to his own business. But when there is a problem, people meet together. But the Bible says everything comes from God because it is God who purposes it to be in that way. That's why even the death of our Lord Jesus Christ pleased the Lord God. Because Isaiah chapter 53 fully says, for it pleased God to bruise Christ Jesus. The more he was bruised, the more it pleased God. It pleased God because at the end of that bruising, at the end of dying, there is redemption to the erected sins. That's why even in Hebrews, Bible says Christ Jesus took the cross himself. And he endured the cross alone. Because in front of him there was the remnant being saved by his death. So because of how special the group was, he had to pay a price for them. It's not that they are special because they have that something, no? It doesn't that they were good enough to make decisions or have good characters and behaviors, no? But God made it clear before the foundation of the world that let me erect my people. And he has to number the number of those whom he erected. pamene Ambuye Yesu ankafika,
he had go to the elected sinners that God already set for.
Iyeyo tumene ankabwera adabwerera okhawo osankhidwa ochimwa amene Mulungu Atate adawasankhiratu dziko lapansi lisanalengedwe.
That's why the Old Testament, when it was instituted, it was speaking about the coming of Christ Jesus to this world. When Christ came, he had to fulfill all the promises. So all the prophets were speaking about Christ Jesus. And Christ Jesus is the fulfillment of all the prophecies. After the prophecies were being fulfilled, after all the prophecies have been fulfilled, Christ took all things unto himself. And him is a major prophet. He is a prophet, the fulfiller of the prophecies. They were priests that were doing the sacrifices, worshiping in the Old Testament. All the priests were offering all sacrifices pointing to Christ Jesus. When Christ Jesus came into this world, he had to pay a last sacrifice that would never need any other sacrifices from animals, from the people. Soon after this, Christ is the real and true sacrifice. And Christ is the true high priest. He is the high priest of all. So all things happen in the Old Testament, were pointing to Christ Jesus. God told Moses about the lamb that blemished to be slaughtered in Exodus chapter 12. The slaughtering of the animals outside the village was the picture of Christ Jesus being killed outside Jerusalem. So Christ is the Lamb.
So yes,
that's why John chapter 1:29 says, John says, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. When they say it takes away the sins of the world, it means the sins of the
earrings.
Not the sins of everybody in the world. Because in the world there is two groups of people that were already spoken even in the womb of Rebecca. That in the womb of Rebecca, the by more. The wheat at the tails.
Not so good at the tree.
Yes. Not so good at the tree. Gideon Gideon were to be opened. And the ears of Gideon were to be opened.
Maputo a Gideon anatsekuka.
So when he heard the language of God from the messenger,
pamene I anamba yenu nochokela kumwamba, kuchokela kwa mtengo wa Yehova.
The third time he saw how empty himself is before the Lord.
How will you say at amba wa mtengo wa Yehova? Iyeyo anatsuona ngati osa kwanila kufika.
It was that way that edified this man of God, Gideon. He had to divorce and to humble himself before the Lord. Humbling yourself also comes from God. Because when Gideon was speaking with this angel, the messenger, he had to see himself as an evil. And he saw the Lord as
well.
Because he said, I am the risk to my father's family. What was in the heart of Gideon is that mighty things are done by the firstborns.
Amen.
He saw like the mighty things are happened by the
firstborns.
He was not knowing that doing the success comes from God, not from the mighty. Even if you can be mighty enough, you can't do success things on your own. Because success never comes from mightiness. And it never comes from the human power. It comes from God. So for Gideon to conquer the
Midianites,
he knew, he fully knew that he can't do this alone unless the Lord do the work of
fighting.
Here Gideon was confessing it. How wicked he is before the Lord. The true confession of Gideon makes God empower him or to overpower him and to be with him so that he should stand without fear. Because Gideon lets God to be God and do whatever pleases about unto himself.
Yes. Verse 16.
And the Lord said to him, surely I'll be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man. 16, verse chapter 6.
Verse 16. Ndipo Yehova ananena naye, popeza ine ndidzakhala nawe, udzakhala, popeza ine ndidzakhala nawe,
popeza ine ndidzakhala nawe, udzakhala Midianites.
So here we see God helping or speaking to Gideon.
Apart from the
Gideon.
He said, I'll be with you.
Ndinakhala nawe, Gideon.
Which means God is saying that the battle is of me. I'll fight for you. I am the fighter. These things are not in your power, of your power. You need just to obey my word. You need just to believe my words. But concerning the words, whatever is in my hands, I'll fight for you. I'll be in front of you. In other words, I'll be fighting as you just hold your peace. Because God fully sees that this battle is not physical. So he had to fight for Gideon. Don't forget that midnight were the people that God gave to persecute Israelites. So it was very difficult for Israel to start in a single beat to fight against the midnight. Which means, first of all, God gave power to midnight over
Israel.
But when the time comes of the Lord, the said God took away the power that was in midnight to himself. And he made the midnight to be weak. But even the weakness of midnight would have never managed the Israelites to stand against them. Because Israel has been in torment for many years, so he has made a frightening, made afraid in himself against the
midnight.
So here there was a need of God to do the work of fighting so that the midnight to be defeated. The way how midnight overplaced the Israelites is the way how sin overplaced the Israelites for the world. Many Shimo, many midnights, others will see that are Israel. It's much but many Chimo leaders who see that and also given that most of its followers.
Amen.
So the word midnight of a place that is light is the same how sin overpress the people in the world.
Many Amidian Adams who see that are Israel was like a somebody me. Many so Chimo, many who see that and was thanking the whole Chimo of its followers.
Here we completely see that a man can never manage to come out from this bondage, from this sinfulness alone. It takes God to snatch us from the hands of midnight, from the hands of the devil, not our own effort and capability. But take note that he never snatches all the people, but the elected sinners, this is Israelites, from the hands of midnight.
Midian.
So, verse number 16 fully shows that God is to fight for Israel.
Apapa, chemi chemi to go on and chotimu.
When Christ came to this world, he saw in a man that there is nothing that one can do to get
some.
That's why he took the cross alone. He took all the iniquities and transgressions alone. He tells all the wretchedness, filthiness, and sinfulness of a man and for his body. And he colored it by his shoulders. And he hung it on the cross. He was hanged with all the iniquities of the elected sinners. Because the cup was full. And he cried with a loud voice. And he gave up his spirit. And he gave up his spirit. And he died on the cross. So the sins of the elected died with Christ on the cross. And when they were to talk Christ into the bar, into the graveyard, all the sins were within the body. To the
graveyard.
When he was to be raised up from the dead, the time of raising him, he left all the wickedness of the elected sinners, all the sinfulness of the elected people, all the whatever even the transgressions and iniquities of the saints in the
graveyard.
So he raised up with the newly glorified body. Without sin. But what I'm saying is, it doesn't mean that Christ sinned. Christ never sinned in this world. He is the Holy One of Israel. He is the Holy One of Israel. He is the Holy God. He never sins. But took the cross in himself and took all the iniquities by his shoulders and entered into the graveyard with the sins of the people so that he should escort all the sinfulness into the yard, into the graveyard. So he was placed up and being glorified and being given a name above all names, that in the name of Christ Jesus, this is the crucified Christ.
Yes,
every knee should bow down in heaven, bow in the world, bow under the ground, bow. And every time you confess that Christ Jesus is the Lord. What a sovereign God we are serving. We are serving a sovereign God. He saves only the elected
seed.
Here he says, I'll be with you. Meaning God never left to themselves those that are his. Have a comfort, brothers and sisters, that if you are of the Lord, God will never leave you alone. He will be with all the elected sinners. He will comfort the people in time of temptations. He will comfort the people in the time of preaching. They will ever be encouraged in everything. And in everything they will be just giving thanks to God. Lastly, on the same point, I'll be with you. It means the elected sinners are never being offered. They are not orphans. They are let God is
allowed.
Their road is their shield. He is our comfort. They found comfort in the Lord. That's why one day they say, Jehovah is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Verse number 17.
Then he said to him, if now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who talked with me. 17.
Kiko alat kwa iye, kati mungi komera ntima, ngone saeki zintigiro, so baano kuti, njino, wakune ilana, nane.
Here Gideon needs a sign.
Apapot kumona Gideon akuna shizintigiro.
He needed to know the exact God whom he met with. Brothers and sisters, the God whom we are serving or preaching, is very special and precious. Don't be foolish yourself because of seeing matches of people carrying the Bibles, sing the song that you do sing, even coming to your church building and say that we are together. If he comes your way and he stays among you, ask him, who are you? Which God are you trusting? Which Christ are you believing in? Because you can be misled and say a brother, the one who speaks about the Christ who died for everybody. If he said it's Christ, be Christ Jesus. Let him speak which Christ he will trust or believe
in.
Because there is two groups of Christ Jesus that is in the world. The first group, they trust the sovereign Christ Jesus of the Scripture. The one who died for his own people. He never kept we could save everybody. He knows who are his. So he died for those people. And the spirit regenerates only those. He died for an exact number of the people.
He draws one by one through the preaching of the true gospel of Christ Jesus, the
side one.
We are not here to please anybody. We are not here to say that God loves you all. No. Christ died for his own people. The only people God erected before the foundation of the world. So that only number of the people are the ones that Christ died for. And those people are the only ones that trust and believe the true gospel of Christ. And they will be drawn one by one through the preaching of the gospel. What kind of gospel is this? The true gospel of election, that and the death, the election and salvation that has been done on the cross. I'm not speaking about eternal justification that God justified all the people from the beginning of the world, so they are justified. I didn't mean that there is eternal justification. Christ would have never come and
died.
But the coming of Christ
Jesus
and dying on the cross, he was to speak about selective justification. That justification was completed and fulfilled on the cross. We are justified in the cross. That's why somebody sang a song. In the cross. Yesu gisugetu bafobi. Thank you.
Amen.
the world with all the giants for his own people. The one who draws one by one to
himself.
Not all the people.
Verse number 18.
Do not depart from here. I pray until I come to you and bring out my offering and set it before you. And he said, I'll wait until you come.
Yes, indeed. So you get back, you get fine. But you can say, you can do that, you can get a job, 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 you can get a job.
What we see here is that there was a good communication between the messenger and Gideon because they had the one language in common. Here, fully that the language that the messenger was speaking was heard by Gideon.
Gideon,